A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Again, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And Jesus replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel passage today is the ending of a long chapter in which Jesus offers numerous images of the character of God's kingdom. The first image today is that of a net cast into the sea of this world. The Greek word used here is found nowhere else in the New Testament. It means a dragnet or trawl. After being let down to the bottom of the lake, the method was to snare anything in its path as it dragged it to shore. Then, when the fishermen reached land, they would separate the good from the bad, small from large. The disciples must have been fascinated by hearing this story. They themselves had drawn the weighted net, pulled it to shore, and separated the catch. At the beginning of this passage, it says that Jesus sat down by the seaside. This must have been a great relief to him. He ceased from the controversies of the houses and the streets and came into restful communion with nature, with the rolling hills and the peaceful waves of the Lake of Gennesaret. On the beach, in the open air, he gave greater play to his imagination and left the didactic style of debating and used common images that his hearers would easily understand. During my first years in the monastery, we would often have a vicarious experience of fishing with a dragnet. The relatives of one of our sisters from New Orleans came each year with several large ice chests filled with shrimp freshly caught in the Gulf. As we went through the process of shelling and deveining the shrimp, we would also find more than we expected. There would be shells and little fish, crabs and rocks and seaweed. So we had our own separating of the useful from the debris. On a more symbolic level, we can see that the net is a type of the preaching of the gospel, or even of the church itself. All kinds of people are caught by the word of God. Some are good fish. Others do not really belong. The church is inclusive despite protest to the contrary. It is only God who will determine our salvation at the end. The Lord will sit down, that is, he will take his time to deliberate and make the eternal decisions. He sees not just the exterior, but the very worth of each soul. Some people are intent on light, whatever their lapse into darkness, and some love the darkness, whatever their compunction concerning light. But the image of the net has a much more personal meaning. A net is not only a dangerous thing, a snare and a trap, but it can also be positive as a protection, support, and refuge. The net is like a blanket or an embrace or God Himself enveloping us and our environment. The net is the hand of God covering us and slowly drawing us, the little fishes, to the shore of the kingdom. The drawing is slow and gradual, so that we often do not even notice that we are in the net. But if we want to stay in one place, more effort and exertion is produced until we let go of whatever we are clinging to, be it a rock or our stubborn will. And we gently float again with the current. If we are injured during this process, it is often our own fault. Another consolation of being in Christ's net is that we are not alone. We have companions, some helpful, others hurtful. Day by day, the net is being drawn, for the kingdom is an event. We're drawn by sorrow and joy, by work and play, by testing and pondering, and by the thrust into the world of Christ Himself. In these ways, God draws the net to Himself. No one can escape. Life is not in our control. Every breath brings us nearer to the shore. Every sickness and recovery, every decision made or evaded. Foolishly, we imagine that we can slip through the mesh, but life is not of our ordaining. But we must always remember that God wants only what is best for us. The sooner we realize this and stop resisting the fishermen, the faster we will reach the shore of His kingdom. We may fear that we cannot breathe out of the water, but Christ gives us the breath of the Holy Spirit to support our lives in the rarefied air of His heavenly kingdom. The net of God's grace gently but unrelentingly draws us to Himself. Thanks be to God.